This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Swung on, blasted, deep left field. Kepler's back, no chance. Game's over. Marcell Ozuna wins it with a walk-off two-run home run here in the bottom of the 11th inning. A no-doubter with nobody out, and he ends the marathon 4-2 Atlanta.
That's quite a way to start a Friday. Good morning, everyone. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as the Phillies go down at 12:53 a.m. last night to the Atlanta Braves. Frustrating game. Left a lot of guys on base. The bullpen, they're going to give up runs at some point. I think they were bad last night, but obviously at the end, they gave it up after Hughes' guy, Rojas, has the walk in the 11th to put him ahead. But a tough loss for the Phillies last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Can I just say this, man? Because I think it needs to be said. The last couple of days, like, I understand we talk sports for a living. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all need to calm down. Like, it's not that serious. We talk sports. We all love sports. We all have different opinions. Mm-hmm. But to say some of the mean and hateful things that people say to us on this station about how we operate and do things, I'm going to just say this. There's other stuff that's going on that you probably need to be up in arms about. But this is not it. You know, because you're getting all these, like, people sending all mean comments and saying mean stuff and stuff like that. Dog, what's wrong with you in your life where you got to get mad at somebody because they don't agree with what you saying? I mean, seriously, dog. And, you know, I'm trying to be better about it, but I want all the smoke. I'm just saying, I just do. So let's just all take a deep breath.
Deep breaths.
And right now, while you're playing, this is probably the only safe space that we have on this planet is sports. Mm-hmm. To be able to come together and act somewhat civil.
Somewhat.
You know what I mean?
Not
so just calm
far.
Down, man. Because like all that bravado and that smoke, like, seriously, you ain't that person in real life. Like, most of y'all ain't that cat. Like, to be talking about doing all this, that, and the third, ain't nobody built like that, man. Most of y'all ain't built like that. So just stop, man. Let's just go ahead and have fun. Take a deep breath. And let's just enjoy this Friday.
Well, let's do it. All right, it is a Friday. 215-592-9494. It's a Tri-Day Friday. We got a great prize to give away along with Tri-Day, which we'll get to in just a little bit. More on the Phils. They open a series at St. Louis tonight. That was a tough series loss because all the games were close. They had a chance to win all three. Unfortunately, the Phillies lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta.
You know what's funny? Because, and if y'all notice my shirt, shout out. I got my shirt, my Philly shirt.
Yep.
Philly Goat,
mm-hmm.
Right? You know, I got up this morning, and the first thing I did, I checked the box score.
Yeah, because you fell asleep. Most of us fell asleep.
Yeah, fell asleep because it was rain delay.
Let's be real. Yeah.
Now, how about I thought they won?
We're getting ready to show you.
So
we're like, we'll start with the Phillies, and they in a tough loss. And he was like, "What? Well, they won though."
No, I was like, "They won," because you know how you, when I woke up, I looked at the clock, and I was like, it was 4-2," and I was like, "Oh yeah," and it said Phillies, and all I saw was Phillies. It said Phillies lose.
That's a big
but
difference.
But I saw Phillies.
Opposite.
And so I said, you know what? I got my Phillies gear. I said, I wear my Philly shirt today because they won.
He came in with a smile on his face, and we burst his bubble. Phillies lost.
Wait a minute. They lost?
Yeah, they lost last night. All right, tough one. They're in St. Louis. We'll do more of the Phillies, especially Schwarber. Schwarber, another home run last night before the rain delay. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh, you and I usually don't talk about the Daily Douglas before you say it, right? You just say it. I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But maybe that was maybe it was appropriate today because I might upset people a little bit what I have to say here. I might just a little bit.
And I mean, it's okay to be upset, but to be with all the mean vitriol stuff to say, I mean, I'm not trying to upset anyone.
In fact, I'm trying to make the Eagles better, which is always my objective here. I'm trying to make the Eagles better. And Hugh, the reason I think some people may disagree, and I'm excited for some people to agree because I think this is the right move, is I'm going to start the show today by agreeing with something that Elliot Shore Parks said to us a couple days ago. You ready for this?
Yes.
Elliot Shore Parks was in with us a couple days ago, and he presented with us. Remember, we had him in, and we were about to say goodbye, or I think I was about to ask him a question. He said, can I ask you guys a hypothetical? And I said, sure. And Elliot Shore Parks said, hypothetically, would you trade the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter, the young pass rusher out of Penn State that's probably going to be a top two or three pick in the NFL draft? And I was kind of caught off guard by it because you hear that, right? The entire draft. And you're like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. But Hugh, I've been thinking about Elliot's hypothetical question us for two straight days. And the more I think about it, the more I would absolutely trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter. I'm all in for Abdul. I think about this draft, and I think the two best players by far are Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. I'm not sure on any of these quarterbacks. You know, Ward might be really good. He's going to go to Tennessee at one. But Abdul Carter looks to me like a special pass rusher, like a truly special one. Micah Parsons, Aiden Hutchinson, like some of the best ones that come out the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. To me, he's in that mix. He is a local kid who is an Eagles fan. And I'm thinking about the Eagles. You always mention dollars and cents and salary cap stuff, right? You know, we've talked a lot on this station about Myles Garrett and we're on TJ Watt now. And you bring up a lot of stuff, Hugh, that's interesting with this because you always say, well, it's too expensive, right? They can't pay those players, so it's not worth going after them. Well, you know, you think about the rookie wage scale. For the next 4 years, the number two pick in this draft, let's just say two or three, right, if the Eagles had a trade up, is going to get a four-year, $39 million contract. Think about how cheap that is compared to what you had to pay, like TJ Watt
or somebody. Yeah,
Myles Garrett got a four-year, $160 million extension. That means Abdul Carter would cost about $10 million per year for the next 4 years. The best pass rushers in the NFL now cost $40 million. You're getting $30 million savings every year. I know it sounds crazy. I don't think it is. The Eagles have 8 picks in this draft. A first rounder, second rounder, third, all the last picks of those rounds, a fourth rounder, and then 4 fifths. Hugh Douglas, I would go Mike Ditka, Ricky Williams. If I'm the Eagles, if I'm Howie, I would call the Browns at 2. I'd call the Giants at 3, you know, whichever one is willing to talk. I would trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter. Hugh, you're a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that, Hugh.
No, I'm not.
Would you trade the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter?
I like Abdul Carter. I think he's a hell of a player. I think that he would fit good on this defense. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem, Joe, because just like Ricky Williams, you gave up a lot for him.
Yes.
And Ricky Williams had a really, really good NFL career.
He did?
But he didn't have the kind of career that lived up to what you gave up to get him. And see, that's the unfortunate thing about what you're saying. I mean, I think Abdul Carter's a hell of a player. But no matter what he does, unless he goes out there and he has like a 15-sack season right out the gate and be the dominant player on this defense and do all that other stuff, it's going to be hard to live up to giving up all the stuff that you gave up to get him. That's the unfortunate thing about that, because of all the potential people that you could have gotten for that one person. Now, there's, like, you know, they say no man's an island. He's a hell of a player, and I understand what you're trying to do because of the position we're in. We need a pass rusher.
And he'd be cheap.
Yeah, he would be cheap because he fits the criteria. But to give up all of our picks to get one person, man, I just think about it like this. To put it in perspective, that's just like giving up all the picks for Quinyon Mitchell last year and not getting Cooper DeJean and Jaylees Hunt. You know what I mean? Like two guys that contributed because we had the ability and the draft picks to get those guys. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that you know, that's the guy that we want. But a lot of times, guys like that, not saying that he's one of them, but guys like that, man, unfortunately, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yes, unless it is. And I understand your point. And look, I get it. It's risky. Elliot said it the other day. It's been in my head for 2 days here. It's super, super risky. I mean, you're right, Hugh. If he doesn't live up to the expectations or he gets hurt, right, you've put all your eggs in this basket. But my goodness, what a basket it is. I mean, this kid might be the next great NFL pass rusher. Again, he's got ties to this area. He went to the Super Bowl as an Eagles fan. He wants to be here. Unfortunately, there's no way he slips to 32, even with the foot issue he had. 215-592-9494. I'm trying to make the Eagles better for right now and extend their window. Think about this. For the next few years, they'd have under rookie contracts Abdul Carter, Jalen Carter before they have to pay him, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Five young, special, you know, really, I think special young defensive players. They don't have to pay for a year, at least a year or two. And in Carter's case, 4 years. Let's hear Adam Schefter talking about the Eagles as a team to watch. We're less than 2 weeks till the NFL draft.
I think that they've got more firepower in this draft, or as much firepower in this draft as any team out there. And when you give a roster that's good enough to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, when you give a Super Bowl champion roster 20 draft picks in the next two drafts to go have fun with, you become a team to watch. And that's obviously not even factoring in their aggressive tendencies to begin with. So that to me is the team to watch, as always, on draft weekend.
I'm just thinking about Abdul Carter in Eagles uniforms. The team to watch. And Hugh, giving up 8 picks for one is an incredible amount. But let's not forget they have 12 picks in next year's draft. So, like, we have next year's draft to keep adding all these extra pieces in. And you're right. You make a good analogy, right? If they had done this last year for Quinyon, maybe there's no Cooper DeJean. Maybe there's no Jalix Hunt, right? All that. But we've been talking about this a lot the last few days with how he's drafting. Eventually, he's going to miss on some of these guys, mm-hmm. right? So if they have 8 picks in this year's draft, I don't know, he's going to miss on what, 3 or 4? Probably.
Maybe.
So, like, maybe 3 or 4 of those picks are just they're just there. They're not going to become anything for the Eagles anyway. I'm doing this. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Vic Fangio. I also have his words in my head. He was at the Phillies game last week talking about all the Eagles have lost and how he's got to nudge Howie to go add talent now.
Hey, this year you had one of the greatest coaching turnarounds in NFL history from where the defense was at the end of last year, number one in the NFL. And then you see you're losing 6 to 7 guys of your defense. How tough a part of the business is that?
It's tough, but it's part of it. But it gives me an opportunity and a reason to wear out Howie. And he's got to find replacements for these guys now. Yeah, we lost 5 starters, and two of those guys, their backups we lost too. So we lost a lot of players, but we'll find a way. And we got the draft coming up. Hopefully we'll get some guys there. And we got some young players that need the opportunity, and we'll find a way to get it done.
See, now we're talking here. We'll find a way. We'll get it done. And they're going to nudge Howie to add some talent here. 215-592-9494. Elliot said something to us the other day, which on the surface, you know, probably sounded crazy. The more I think about it, the more from Howie Roseman I'm making the phone call to the Giants, to the Browns, 2 and 3 in the draft. I would offer the entire draft for Abdul Carter to bring that kid from Penn State to the Eagles. Kyle, where do you come down this morning as we are less than 2 weeks of the draft and there is a special player out there that I want the Eagles to go get? What are you feeling?
Gilio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'm in. Of course.
And this was an easy sell.
Yeah, like I want to win back-to-back Super Bowls. I don't think you're going to get too many or any really impact players for this season at pick 32 in the second round, the third round. You might get contributors, guys who can help around the margins and stuff like that. And that's fine for the future and in later years. But the one way that the Eagles can go win the Super Bowl, I've been trying to get this done all offseason, is by taking a big swing on a player. We didn't get any star players through free agency. We just lost guys. The defense has a lot of holes. Abdul Carter can come in here and contribute to a Super Bowl right away. Mm-hmm. Like, I need this to happen. We talked about T.J. Watt. We talked about Myles Garrett. Abdul Carter's more unproven than those guys, but he's a lot younger than those guys.
And
he's
cheaper.
Going to be cheaper. So I understand the whole idea of, you know, you can get your Mailatas in the 7th and stuff like that. But Jordan Mailata took a few years to really become the impact player that he is now. Like, I want immediate impact. And if that means We lose a lot of draft picks this season. All of our draft picks, besides the one that we get to use to get Abdul Carter, then I'm in. Like, we almost, and Schefter made this point too, we almost have too many draft picks.
They do.
Like, and the roster is good. Like, make no mistake about it. We've complained this offseason about the roster and the players they lost. It's still a really good top of the NFL roster. There's going to be no room for all of these rookies to fit on the team.
Off of that, of the 8 draft picks that I'm willing to give up for Abdul Carter, how many might not make the team? 3 just by accident?
Right. So, I mean, come on. We're all in for Abdul. This is a no-brainer.
Well, some of us are all in for Abdul. Some of us are all in.
I don't agree with that. I just look at it.
Don't you like the alliteration, all in?
No, I like all in for Abdul.
That's what we do here.
But I think that you could still, because we still got to fill holes. We got to get a linebacker, which, you know, he feels part of that. But we still got to get another one because we don't know what's going to happen to Kobe Dean. We still got to get some secondary players. I like Abdul Carter. But this is a draft where I feel like you can get somebody that's just as good or comparable in this draft that you don't have to give up that much for.
To Abdul?
Yeah, I think so. Now, when you talk about the underwear Olympics and everything that he did in college, the combine, because that's what we're talking about, how he went to the combine and how he blew people away.
People should call
like
it that more. It used to be called
the underwear Olympics.
It used to be called the underwear
because you was in your drawers. You took pictures in your drawers.
Although the Tom Brady one, people still show that one.
You were in your drawers.
Yeah.
So people get enamored with that. And I think, and let's be honest, as fans, we watch, that's probably the most that we've seen from most of these players and highlights. Like the scouts are the ones that have been boots on the ground, has been watching this guy since he came into college and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's graded the way he is. But the underwear Olympics is where they really shine and they really get excited about the 40 times and the shuttles and stuff like that. It happens every year. I'm playing chess. This feels like a checkers move to me because you're putting all your eggs into one basket, hoping that this one basket, because of what you've been told by the scouts, works out for you. But he still got a foot issue, still has a foot injury that he did not have surgery on. I mean, and he says he's fine. I know he went to some alternative medicine and whatever, and his agent told him that everything was fine and everything's going to be okay, but that still could potentially be an issue moving forward. So now we didn't gave up everything for this draft pick, and he's not ready to play during the season. The reason why he didn't get the surgery right now is because he knew that it would probably hurt his draft stock. That's why you wait, and you let teams speculate, and the team that gets you, if you have to have surgery, then they opt to have surgery. So it's a lot going on with this, people.
It's risky. I get it. But the upside is immense. I mean, I think he could be the best pass rusher in the league at some point. I mean, that's how good this player is. And I think he wants to be here again. He attended the Super Bowl as an Eagles fan.
I mean, yeah, and he probably, with his pops. But then he go with his pops.
He went with his pops. And today he's visiting the Giants. We're going to let him go to the Giants. I mean, it is ironic. Micah Parsons wants to be here. Obviously, he's wanted to be here his whole career.
Everyone wants to be here.
Yeah, well, that's true. But there's an irony to this. It's just weird. Parsons wants to be here. He's stuck with the Cowboys. Now, obviously, this kid, Abdul Carter, wants to be an Eagle. He's going to get stuck with the Giants. Get him here. Make the offer. I know it's risky, but if he works out, I don't think the risk is really... Like, what are these players going to become in the fifth round? Maybe something.
When was Jalen Hurts drafted?
Third round. Third round. But half of their draft is in the fifth round. They literally have...
Come on.
What round did Dalk go in? When did he fifth round?
Second.
Dalk was a second round?
Yeah. They have four...
Does not... No, because I don't remember what round.
Narrative.
I was trying to fit my narrative. Ike was drafted in the fifth round, though, I think.
Hold on a second. Ike would trade himself for Abdul Carter.
No, he wouldn't.
I'm going to ask him today.
No, he wouldn't.
Ike wouldn't trade himself for Abdul Carter?
This is a true story.
He would do that in a heartbeat.
I remember seeing Ike play football his rookie. I was in Cincinnati for something in the mid. I was about to say the Wolverines, the Spartans.
He's going to beat you up.
But
for that.
I remember watching Ike pass rush because he was a pass rusher initially out of college. I mean, when he went to college, because he played his freshman year. I'd never forget that. And I was like, damn, that 44, he can pretty damn good.
And look who became Ike Reese.
He became a for real linebacker. Yeah.
You know who else would trade Ike Reese for Abdul Carter? Howie Roseman. He would. 215-592-9494.
100%, man.
Should the Eagles trade their entire draft? Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul Carter? I would do it. Elliot mentioned to us the other day. It's been stuck in my head this draft is a weird one sitting at 32. We don't know what they're going to get. We don't know what's going to be there. I do know this. Abdul Carter is a special prospect, and I would do it today. Chris in Middletown. I got a feeling where Chris is going to go on this. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday.
It is a Fransky Friday. Scott will join us at noon, hopefully not too groggy after a long night in Atlanta last night. What's up, Chris?
Guys, what's up is I don't know why, but I got a little pep in my step for the show today.
Yeah?
I can't imagine why. Let's just move right into this, Hugh. Abdul Carter, all right? This guy's 6'3", mm-hmm. 259. He's 20 years old. 20! Howie, do it, Howie. Sell out, Howie. Cash in for Carter. He is the modern
look at that alliteration right there.
That, rookie Ricky Williams. You go get him. I could see the picture right now, like in my head on ESPN.
Comparison too.
Ricky was good though.
Don't be mumbling.
My bad, dog. I know that irritates some folks, but they'll be all right.
Yeah, but all right. Before Chris goes on, I agree with you that the Saints it didn't work out for Ricky.
Well,
but
wasn't that more
the Saints' fault than Ricky? But Ricky played well.
I understand it. He's coming
Eagles,
to a better organization.
Yeah, they're set up to bring a great young player.
And the expectations
in.
Are going to be greater.
Yeah, but him and Jalen Carter. I mean, goodness gracious.
Now, I mean, I hear you, but that I don't want to give up everything to get him.
Nah,
and there's other players in there.
Listen, the difference is he's coming to a loaded team that just won the Super
totally
Bowl.
Totally agree.
And brought back every single Pro Bowl and all pro player. That's the most important thing
totally agree.
What we brought back.
I got you.
Imagine this D-line. Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Abdul Carter. I mean, that would wreak havoc. His edge presence on that D-line would give you guaranteed 15 sacks out the gate. Because who
guaranteed.
Are you going to
You ain't worried about the foot.
No. Hey, what? Hey, listen, to the NFL, all of you 31 other teams, that foot's really bad. I got inside knowledge. You shouldn't draft him. Let him go, okay? So, now, go get him. And you know what? We are A-B-D-U-L Carter!
See, now we're talking there. The fact that we're now chanting A B D U L.
I tell you, I knew Chris was gonna be all.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I took him first. I knew he was gonna be all over that. He's a Penn State guy. 215-592-9494. Often when Elliot Shore Parks has an idea around here, it's like, are you kidding me? This one is stuck in my head. The Eagles don't have one obvious need, but they have a lot of space places, as Hugh mentioned, they can get better. Or they could cash this draft in for one great player. I think they're the right organization to try to do something like this. Go get Abdul Carter. It's probably going to be Cam Ward at one. Who knows who the Browns are doing at two? Who knows who the Giants are doing at three? If those teams are unsure of their pick and what they should do, offer the entire draft. I would trade the Eagles entire. To me, it's a no-brainer. I would trade the 1, 2, 3, 4, and take all 4 fives to get Abdul Carter. 215-592-9494. Would you do it? Would you do it for Abdul Carter? All right, we'll get you set up with Tri-Day next. Plus, just how good of a prospect is Abdul Carter? You got to hear this. We'll play you someone who you may not love the guy, but he does watch a lot of football. What he had to say about Abdul Carter, what his comps, and who he could be better than. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll come back. Your phone calls on this. We can talk some Phillies as well. Abdul Carter, though. Would you trade the Eagles entire draft to get him? And Tri-Day, we'll tell you about our prize and what we're looking for today. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I feel like I'm shaped a lot by my Philly roots. It's my toughness, my grit. I feel like that's really the biggest thing I can take from Philly. And it really made me into the man I am today. You know, being from Philly, born and raised, supporting the Eagles really my whole life. Got to take my dad to the Super Bowl, just enjoying being a fan one last year. And so whatever team draft me, I'm loyal to that team.
One last year or not. Let's get him here. 215-592-9049 for the voice of Abdul Carter. I mean, just picture this for a second on the defensive side of the football for the next few years. Abdul Carter, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, who's, that's, you know, on a new deal.
It's a beautiful young defense.
Whew, I mean, that's six building blocks of a defense. Even if you want to say Bond, a little older, did it for 1 year. We'll see what happens, you know, 3 years from now. Abdul, Jalen, Nolan, Quinyon, Cooper, that's five building blocks of a dominant defense. And two parts of this. One, I don't think it's too much to give up for him. And two, I don't think it's crazy to think the Giants or Browns would answer the phone. I mean, those are bad football teams. They're years away from being any good. They might say, you know, we're not sure of the quarterback we might get, or two or three. What if we just take all these draft picks and figure it out that way? Now, sometimes, Hugh, you want to make a trade, but no one will listen to you, right? Like, the Eagles could want to do this. I could want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Giants and Browns at 2 and 3 are hell-bent on taking the player, then you can't do anything. I don't know. I mean, you might be able to get one of those two teams to say, we're not sure. It's not a quarterback we love. We'll do it.
See, Joe, this is how I know
that
you are looking at pie in the sky. Like, I'm ready. Joe, the Giants aren't picking up the phone when we call.
I think they could.
We embarrassed them. The whole Saquon thing.
Yeah, but they need. But would you agree they're a terrible team?
They are.
So wouldn't you think a terrible team who doesn't know what they're doing might say, we could take this one player, or we could have eight draft picks to try to
replenish the ranks?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think they would.
I think Petty runs deep, man. I think Petty runs deep. And how about this? How about, I know you're hell bent on Abdul Carter.
I am, yes.
But how about we get James Pierce?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Compared to Abdul Carter. Come on.
You know what's funny?
It's like asking me if I want like a prime rib or a beef jerky.
You know what's funny about this? Because I remember this vividly. I remember when, it was a couple years ago, George Karloftis.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that name?
Yeah. Very nice player.
Really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And we were breaking it down. I think that was my first year here. I didn't really like him on film.
Because
he didn't look like he was fluid in his pass rush or any of that.
But he's been good for the Chiefs.
He's been a damn good player for the Chiefs. And that's what I look at and I think about. Like, Abdul Carter, like, listen, he's the upper echelon. He's top tier.
He's number one this
draft. He's number one.
In terms of pass rushers, yeah.
You're probably going to have to give up a whole lot to get him.
The whole draft.
The whole draft. You have to ask yourself. Because that year, because we always want to do that comparison to Ricky Williams. And again, I say Ricky Williams, as much as they gave up, as good of a career that he had, he did not live up to those expectations. Now, and Kyle and Joe, I understand that here is different because we have more talent
right.
to put around him.
I think this is uniquely set up. The Saints were a dumpster fire, and then that I actually felt bad for Ricky because he almost couldn't live up to the expectations.
Yeah.
Ricky was really good.
I can't believe y'all kind of selling me on this. I hear what you're saying, but that I need some secondary help. I need a safety. I need to get another linebacker, man. I mean, it's not. I'm gonna say this. Give you a little caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Look, throw your bone. It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
It's not that crazy. But I just don't feel comfortable giving up all of that for just one guy.
Perhaps this can help convince you. Now I need you to do something for me before we play this audio. I need you to listen to the context of what's being said and not get caught up on who's saying it. Can you try that?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Just wait. I need you to listen to the context and not – don't shoot the messenger. Listen to the message, okay? Because you said something a couple seconds ago that I think we all agree he's the best pass rusher in this draft class. Hugh, what if he's the best pass rusher to come out of the college game in years? Because one former player and current analyst – and we don't have to talk about who it is.
Hugh's favorite
thinks he's the best pass rusher to come out in a long time, including, listen to these names here, Bosa and Hutchinson and Parsons. Here is, I think his name's Chris Sims, talking about Abdul Carter.
Just off college, not what they have become in the NFL, just off their college scouting.
I think he's the best one.
Out of all those guys.
I do.
Since 2019.
I do. Let me go over them one more time. Bosa.
Bosa, Chase Young.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips,
yep, I loved him.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
Tyree Wilson.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner.
Yeah, I think that'd take him over all of them. This is like as explosive as you're going to find, as I've said. It's Von Miller, it's Lawrence Taylor type of crap.
Wow.
Micah Parsons, right, it's that. That's what we're looking at here.
All right, so that was Chris Sims, and we know we don't love Chris Sims around here, but he said in his scout in the last 6 years, this is the number one pass rusher. Better than Hutchinson. Better. I mean, he invoked LT's name there, Hugh. And even Parsons, who's not quite LT, but he's obviously really good. What do you think of that? That this might be the best pass rusher in 6 years.
Can I?
You be petty? You're gonna,
No, I'm not going to be petty. I'm working on that. Okay. I'm working on that. But I think to try to compare anybody to LT is ridiculous. I was never a Giants fan, but I was definitely an LT fan.
Well, most football fans love to watch that guy play.
LT tells the best stories that you ever want to hear about his football career. LT was a different monster. Even Bill Belichick can tell you that. There's not a player on this planet that I could say or that I can think of that is anywhere remotely close to what LT was on the football field. LT changed the game. He changed the way that linebackers play.
Yeah, the edge rusher was him. Yeah.
So to say that, and I'm not taking shots at Chris Sims.
Well, you want to, though.
No,
you
don't. I'm not because it's not fair to him because he played, you know, I'm not going to take shots at him. But I think that's a little bit of hyperbole. I really do.
Sorry. How about the fact that he might be the best pass rusher to come out of the draft
he's the best
in 6 years? That's something. I mean, Hutchinson's a great player.
I don't know, man. Like, because I look at
Bosa.
Myles Garrett was a guy that when you look at him, he had all the physical tools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Abdul Carter has most of those. He does. But I don't see him being the best pass rusher coming out in the last 6 years. Jalen Carter.
I think he was speaking about edges more than
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, because when I think about it, I'm thinking as defensive linemen,
sure.
Just as a whole. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that about him when I see him.
215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Elliot was on with us the other day, and he threw out the idea, hypothetical, of trading the entire draft for Abdul Carter. And it's just been in my head for days. I mean, we've had all these conversations about Micah Parsons and TJ Watt and obviously a lot on Myles Garrett. This is the young version of that, and it's the cheaper version.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I mean, I was not in on giving everything up for Myles Garrett because you also have to pay him the big contract. This is the opposite of that. It's giving up an entire draft, but you don't have to pay him. You know, compared to the top pass rushers, he'd be cheap.
Yeah, he does. I get the cheap thing, but it's so much. You're giving up so much for him, though. That's a lot.
Well, one. I mean, it's the last pick in each round. It's a one, a two, a three, and a four. And those four, fives. Who wants those?
When Ricky came, they put Ricky in a dress, dog.
We could do that here?
No. Can't put that man in no dress.
Well, I mean, it's
lose all respect for him to put him in a dress.
Well, unless they want to do a photo shoot. I'm just saying. That, you know what the funny part is? That Ricky Williams thing, we all thought the same thing when we talk about it. Like, that's stuck, that image.
He prostituted himself.
215-592-9490. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll tell you about our Tri-Day Friday. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You had to touch base on your opening statement, the problem with social media today. Is everybody's an 800-pound gorilla because they can hide behind their phones and nobody has to face any consequences.
No, I mean, I get it. And it's just the cyberbullying, man, has to stop. Because there's some real bullies out there. It's some real bullies. It's uncalled for. It's really uncalled for.
There's a Netflix show called Adolescence. If you have a chance, you got to watch it because it covers all that stuff. And it's pretty eye-opening as a parent.
I've watched it, Aaron. Yeah. It's wild. Yeah,
I need to check that out.
Joe, you want some conspiracy theory stuff?
Love that. Yeah, of course.
Doug and Herb may or may not be separated at birth.
Doug Peterson and Herb?
No, Doug the caller from yesterday. I mean, that's radio.
I think of Doug Peterson. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I could see that.
I think he's referring to Dave.
Oh, David. David.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, and we took them, you know, pretty close to each other in that 1 o'clock hour. Yeah, Aaron, when we first got a call from David a few weeks or months ago, I thought to myself, there's Herb-like potential here for David. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I flubbed that one, huh? It's
David.
Don't worry about it. We flub yeah. stuff every day.
Well, you know what? I might just call him Doug from now on. He actually is more of a Doug than a David.
He does feel like a Doug.
Yeah. He's Doug-ish.
They're either separated at birth or Herb's mood lighting is Dave just trying to get on the air twice.
That's a lot of Herb if we're going there. All right, Aaron, what are you thinking? You giving up the whole draft for Abdul Carter?
Q.
Yes.
Why do you let these people? How can you cave?
You can tell he wants to. Deep down, Hugh still is a defensive player. I'm not caving.
I hear what he's saying.
He wants to cave.
Because I'm looking at the financials. The thing that's keeping me from doing this is the other potential draft picks that we could get. Because we need to replenish the ranks on the defensive side of the ball. And Joe's trying to push all in for one guy. And the way he's saying it, it makes sense, but I'm not willing to give up as much as I have to get him.
With this draft, you know, you got like maybe two or three like blue chip guys. You know, the rest it's just a big, you know, pile of talent that, you know, from the first round to the second round, you know, they're all pretty going to be pretty close outside of those, you know, first three guys. And there's no way that a team, you know, that's, you know, the top five pick, if Carter is as good as they say he is, there's no way they're gonna give up that pick.
Well, maybe not though. I don't know. I mean, you make the phone call.
Yeah, but what if they did?
Yeah, like what if you call? What if you call the Giants today and they say, yeah, we'll do it? Then we have the third pick in the draft. We have Abdul Carter.
We have way too many holes. We need defensive line help. We need offensive line help. We need safety help. We need special teams help. I mean, we've got all these draft picks. How he's going to use those fifth round picks that he's got to trade up in the third or fourth round when somebody drops, and you know we're gonna by the end of the draft we're gonna have smiles on our face because we're gonna fill a lot of holes, and then you know after that's done, you know, if we need safety, we can get Justin Simmons. You can bring in all these vets to kind of cover whatever holes you didn't fill with the draft, but there's no way they're gonna give up all those draft picks for Carter.
Well, they should. Aaron, good phone call, and we appreciate the input on Doug, David, Doug, whatever we decide to call him here. All right, so I got a thought, though, off of what Aaron just said. You know, everyone's been telling me for 2 months that the Eagles are fine, that they're still the best roster in the NFL, that it's okay they lost all these players. Now, the people that don't want to do this deal say, no, we need all these draft picks for all these players we lost. So I'm confused here, Kyle. Everyone told us for 2 months to stop complaining, stop worrying. The Eagles still have the best roster in the NFL. Yeah. But now, all of a sudden, we need 4 fifth-round picks because we have holes on the roster.
Yeah, well.
These two things don't go together.
There's a syndrome going
there
around.
It's called Super Bowl syndrome. If we really have the best roster still, then we should all in for Abdul. But now, now we have holes on the roster. Unbelievable what goes on around here.
Well, I tell you, I see why people mean y'all. Y'all are crazy.
Wait, you just asked for the stop. You tried to put a pause on cyberbullying.
I mean, I'm just one person. But no, I get where you're coming from, Joe. I do get where you're coming from, but that's a lot. Especially when you talk about replenishing the ranks for this team from all the players that you lost. I feel strongly about the fact that you can still get a really good pass rusher with your pick and still go out and replenish the ranks with the guys in the secondary and get other pieces.
You could.
I think that's the smarter route to go.
But what if this kid is special? Like, what if he really is as special as people say?
Yeah.
Like, he could be. 5 years from now, what if he's the best pass rusher in the NFL? I mean, that's it's on the board. It's possible. I mean, 5 years from now, Myles Garrett will be 35, and T.J. Watt will be 35, and Parsons will be 30. Like, this could be
guy. It's possible, and it's also possible that James Pierce could be a pretty damn good pass rusher too.
Could be.
Or another young
Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah, Ezeraku. He could be one.
Yeah. Or they could be gone by the time the Eagles get on the board, and then they're just kind of taking the seventh edge rusher in the draft instead of going to get the number one guy. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we got a great prize giveaway today. $100 gas card to Sunoco. You get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane, available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, so we have different ways of giving away these prizes, but it's a Friday, which means you know what it is around here. It's a Tri-Day.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Hugh, the Masters is going on. Started yesterday down in Augusta, Georgia. And that's how John Daly came up a couple days ago on the show, because the Masters is currently going on. Hugh, you know the tradition they do down there at the Masters where last year's winner.
None other.
Well, this is another tradition unlike any other. The Masters winner from last year gets to pick the dinner they all have the night before the Masters starts this year. So Scottie Scheffler is the reigning Masters winner from last year. Did you see what Scottie picked for the dinner?
No, he didn't. What he picked?
Well, I have the menu in front of me here. So it's a pretty substantial menu. So you got the appetizers. He's got some cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, meatball and ravioli bites. Then the first course of the meal is the Texas-style chili. And then your main course is a wood fire cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. And with that, you get some mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, Brussels sprouts, roasted sweet potatoes, and then they end it with the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. What do you think of that? That Scottie Scheffler meal sounds pretty good.
That's pretty good. That sounds pretty good, man.
All right, so here's what we're doing for Tri-Day today. If you were the reigning Masters champ, what would be your Masters meal? So when you call in, give us your Masters meal. Obviously, the more creative and interesting, the better. If you just say steak, that's not going to win you the prize. The more creative, better the meal. I mean, it's got to be a meal that the three of us say, yeah, that sounds good. Like, we want to have that. So that is how you win the prize today, a Tri-Day Friday. Hugh, if you won the Masters, which now I'm imagining you and your golf outfit that we saw a couple years ago. If you won the Masters and then you got to pick the dinner the next year, what's your meal?
Listen, Joe, I'm just going to say this.
Should I be worried?
You asked me a question.
What are you picking? What's your dinner at the Masters?
You asked me a question.
In your sweatsuit.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to wear a sweatsuit.
Yep. Well, you're the winner. You can do whatever you want.
I'm gonna just say this. Because of how I feel about the Masters, you can interpret that any way that you want to interpret it. And, you know, Augusta, Georgia, I'm going to lean into ethnicity.
So, all right. So what do you got? What's your meal?
I'm probably definitely going to do some cornbread.
Oh, I love
definitely
cornbread.
Definitely going to do some cornbread.
Delicious.
Probably do some chitlins. I don't even like chitlins, but to make everybody else uncomfortable.
Cornbread, chitlins?
Yes, I would, because I want to make everybody uncomfortable. I want to make folks uncomfortable.
What else? How far are you leaning into this?
How far do I want to
lean into Rocky Mountain oysters?
No, I'd probably do some fried chicken.
Okay. Hmm.
Well, because it doesn't exist anymore. That was what I was going to say.
What's going on in the morning show? You can't find fried chicken anywhere.
Morning
show told us you can't find it,
What else? Mac and cheese. Got to have a mac and cheese.
So fried chicken, mac and cheese.
Collard greens.
Collard greens. It sounds good.
I was about to go that way too. That wouldn't make anybody uncomfortable.
But here's the kicker. I'm going to have it catered by somebody that's going to barbecue all of this stuff and barbecue ribs, and they're going to do it on the front lawn of the Masters. While the tournament's going on.
Okay.
So you could do that, or you could dial up an Uber, head to the McDonald's drive-thru.
I feel like somebody being attacked.
That's what I would do.
This is a DeCamera situation. All right, I like your meal.
And I would,
I mean, the cornbread.
But everybody else wouldn't like it, because I think back when Tiger Woods had the bill, and what's his name, Fuzzy Zeller did that, he had his whole spiel. I would probably do that. If I ever won the Masters that would never happen.
Why not?
I can't play golf.
All right, hold on. Didn't you talk recently about getting new clubs?
I did.
Never say never, Hugh Douglas.
And I've been talking to people about getting clubs. The financial, I need to figure out what is my financial investment for a pair of clubs. Because like I told y'all.
There's more than two.
Well, when I say a pair, I meant the set. Because the clubs that I have are dinosaurs, right? Mm. But they are dinosaurs that are in pristine condition. So, and those dinosaurs, when I bought them, they were pretty nice, you know, pretty nice little penny for them. So I need to figure out what is my financial investment. So I'm looking at least out the gate, $1,200. At least for a
good
decent
pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a lot of work
to figure out. I need to figure out how nice do I want. And that's not even a driver, Kyle. That's not even getting a driver or what is it, a pitching wedge or something like that. That's just the set.
You need a whole bunch of stuff there.
And so I talked to Ike about
it. You're just naming every club that you know, a driver and a pitching wedge.
Well, no, because he was like, no, because I asked him, which clubs do you have?
How many clubs could you name right now?
Because it's the,
you get the wedge, five
iron,
the driver, five
the seven iron. Because I have one through nine. I have all of them. But the people that I talk to, they're telling me you might not, it all depends on your golf game. So it depends on how do you want to play. One through three, they say you might not need those.
Yeah, no.
Putter.
A three wood's pretty tough to hit.
Yeah, so it's like.
And then two and one are like, they're, you know, they're really
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, so you want to start at four or five, you know?
So is this your way of saying it's going to be a long climb for you to win the Masters?
Well,
we'll just play pretend on the show today?
We'll play pretend.
Okay,
we'll have
like
our
that.
Fried chicken and collard greens and, you know, barbecue
on the
front.
Let's make that the official midday meal at the Masters. 215-592-9494.
Pig's feet, too. Don't forget the pig's feet.
Whatever you want. I mean, you're the Masters champ. All right, when you call in Tri-Day, $100 gift card to Sunoco, what would be your Masters meal? Most creative and best one we hear today wins the gift card. And Abdul Carter, I mean, this is the best pass rusher in the draft. Some think it's the best pass rusher coming out of the college football in at least six or 7 years. Go get this kid. I would trade the entire draft for him, the Eagles' entire draft. Would you do it? Jimmy and Richboro is up. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Jimmy,
hey,
what's up? What's up?
Hey, man. Listen, I'm all in. I think I'm with you, Hugh. You're my boy. But I'm telling you right now, I agree with Joe. I agree with Kyle. You got to play the hot hand. It is not chess. It is not checkers. This is poker, man. Play the hot hand. Put another Nittany Lion with those Georgia Bulldogs, with that Nittany Lion that took over the league this year, in that locker room. They came out in the Super Bowl. We all watched it with fire out of that locker room. That's what I want for this season.
Well, Jimmy, I do too. And you know what they did? They had a lot of blue chip players. Saquon's a blue chip player, and Jalen Carter's a blue chip player, and AJ Brown, Lane Johnson. Like, these are special top 10 picks, like great players. Go add another one. Like, you can't have too many great players on one team.
Yeah, and the other thing, just with the math, what you're saying, I mean, you get this kid, you know, on a rookie deal. We know he's going to be a great player. I mean, it just makes total sense to me. Let's do it.
Jimmy, let's see. I see Jimmy's in. Now, see, people are wanting.
No, I mean, I hear you, Jimmy.
Abdul.
And that's why I have to
be a pass rusher again. We miss pass rusher Hugh Douglas.
And that's why I have to be a voice of reason, man.
Oh, stop.
Because that's a checkers move.
You were one of my favorite players.
Appreciate you, Jimmy.
Ever. There was a direct line between me and my father. He would have six or seven people watching the games. I was either at the game or I was watching at home. And there were so many times that you made a play, and they would count down 3, 2, 1, and I'm calling them. Like, did you see Douglas? Did you see him?
Appreciate you, Jimmy. Appreciate you.
I feel like this kid could be that guy.
Jimmy, I think so too. He's a special talent. All right, Jimmy, what's your Masters meal? You win the Masters, you get to pick the dinner for everyone. What are we having?
I can't fly them in because they're going to have to come in a buggy and a cart, but I'm going to bring the Amish down from Lancaster, make me some homemade chicken croquettes, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn on the cob.
That's a fun one. Get the Amish involved. Jimmy,
wait,
we appreciate it.
You say what?
Chicken croquettes.
Croquettes.
Mashed potato and gravy.
What is chicken croquettes, Joe? What are, let me look those up.
Look them up so you get a feel for what they look like. 215-592-9494. You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be hungry within the next few minutes of the show. I could just tell because we're going to get some good answers there. I like that. The Amish getting involved with Jimmy's meal. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm trading the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter. I know some people think it's crazy. I don't. Elliot proposed this the other day. Make sure I say that. It was his idea first. But when I heard him say it, I was like,
I don't like you handing this off to Elliot as though it's his take.
What? But it was, wasn't it? Well, okay, but I don't want to just steal it. He proposed it on our show. I want to make sure I give him credit. Well, it was his hypothetical,
mm-hmm.
Not so much his take. It was okay. His hypothetical, and I'm taking his
hypothetical. Seems like you want Elliot to take all the bullets. Well,
all right, Elliot didn't think of this. I did. It's all my idea. Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul Carter? I absolutely would. I think the Eagles are uniquely positioned to make this work. They could, and plus, I didn't even get this, but our last caller made me think of it. If they save all the money by only having to pay a first-round pick, they could go out and sign some free agents to fill the holes. They could sign the free agents. This is chess, not checkers.
All right. I hear you. You got to love being here, man.
Your calls on all this next. I'm doing this trade in a heartbeat. Would you do it? Your master's meal for Tri-Day. Plus, we'll get to some Phillies coming up and someone who could be headed for a big payday. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on everything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I was on Colin Morikawa, not working out well after day one, but that's all right. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tourney drama unfolds. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.